That's where you get a master's?
I got my master's at the University of the Pacific in Stockton, and I also worked there. So I was lucky to have worked there because that was a very caring environment. I think that really helped me realize who I was and regain my confidence that I sort of lost when I first immigrated to the United States. And then again, working in San Diego, I had the opportunity to also receive my PhD last year, and I went to in a joint program with San Francisco State, San Diego State University, and Claremont Graduate University in Vermont.
So get where you've gone, because you've immigrated over here, and your daughters, they're born here. Do you think it would be harder for them to get to somewhere where you are, or was it harder for you?
Of course, there's also personality differences that come into play. I think I'm much more resilient as a person, and like my two children are so different.
Yeah.
You know, my oldest child, I think, went through similar discriminatory experiences as my younger son, but he doesn't talk about it as much, and because he's lighter complected, I think the color of your skin makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And because he's lighter complected and you could see his mestizo or half and half, you could see, but he looks more white than he does anything else. And if they must know he's kind of like dual, but they don't quite know what it is. And just because of who he is, I don't think he's as sensitive as my younger son. But my younger son looks a lot darker.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, he liked or he chose to identify more with the Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he would always identify himself as Filipino. And he hung around with a lot of peers that were either Mexican-Americans or African-American. And because of that, I think he went through so much more discrimination, much more hurtful experiences than his oldest brother. For example, a lot of people, when he went around with African-Americans, people thought he was, you know, black.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong about that, except, you know, one time he was telling me he was driving at night and he was with an African-American friend. They were both, you know, young. And because he had a nice car and everything, they searched the car for no reason.
Oh.
You know, for experiences like that. And then when he hung around with his Mexican-American friends, they thought he was Mexican.
Yeah.
He was Mexican, you know. And they thought he was, one time he was wearing like I think it was fashionable at the time. He was wearing like a necklace with a little vial or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought he was carrying some drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't. You know, he would tend to be stopped if he was driving because he had a nice car, or he would be walking in a park, which I think was much more than the experiences that his brother had, so even between the two of them. But yeah, he has a much more resilient personality. He's sort of a fighter. He went through a very difficult high school experience, though, much more difficult than his older brother. But yeah, I think in a way it is harder for them. I mean, I think it hurts more for them, because for them to recognize the Filipino side, you know, that they suffer more. And yet I'm very proud of the fact that they recognize, you know, that they're very proud of their cultural background. But to have that pride also works both ways, that, you know, that they go through so much more. I don't know if I answered your question.
Yeah,
I know, like, that's similar to your experience. That, of course, you're very light complexed, but, you know, you're clearly an Asian, you know, person. My kid, it's amazing, because my younger son, people would think he's black. He doesn't even look African-American.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with being African-American, except, you know, again, the discrimination that they go through, you know, is sometimes much worse, much more severe.